Biking Big Sur by Outside Buddy. Sometimes you feel like going outside to play, but maybe you're not sure what to do or where to go. I know that feeling. So you know what I do? I go find one of my outside buddies. Would you like to be one of my outside buddies? Yay! Do you like to ride bikes? Me too. My name is Outside Buddy. What's your name? Invite your buddies to come along. Let's get our bikes out and go have fun. Do you like videos? Watch me. Biking Big Sur. By scanning my big thumbs up. Point your device camera at it and touch the bubble on the screen. YouTube.com, our Outside Buddy. I posted extra content at OutsideBuddy.club just for you. Driving to Big Sur is a treat. Always check Highway 1 conditions before traveling. It's fun to take your time getting there and stopping for the views at various turnouts. Weather can be elusive. I'm wearing long sweatpants for warmth and protection from poison oak. The Creamery Meadow Trail at Andrew Malera State Park is 1 mile out to the beach and 1 mile back. The trail is unpaved, but a super fun bike challenge. There's rocky and sandy terrains, a plank bridge over a shallow creek. It's worth a try. Coming from the north, you can park right outside the park, after this sign. But you do have to cross the highway. If you don't want to cross it, there is a very nice parking lot inside the park, with a day use fee. Wasn't that car ride fun? Oh, you're feeling a little woozy. No worries, I get car sick too. There's a water fountain when we get down this entrance driveway. See those nicely groomed bushes? Poison oak, no touchies. I wonder how someone groomed the poison oak without getting itchy. Hazmat suit, maybe? Anyway, thank you, park rangers, for making sure the trails are maintained well. We hardly see you, but we know you're there working hard. Sometimes you'll see a park ranger in here. If you have questions, they can help. They must get asked about the beach trail often. There's a sign in the window that answers the question, "Where do I find the beach trail?" Here's the water fountain. Let's fill our water bottles. Park rangers also keep the information boards and trail maps up to date. Nature and weather can make changes all the time, so knowledgeable park rangers keep track for us. There's the orange cones that start the trail. Oh, look, there's a white barn. Where is the museum and the Discovery Center? I don't know. Would you like to visit them? Yeah, me too. Hey there. Excuse me? Park ranger, do you know where we can find the museum and Discovery Center? Oh, close by? Up ahead and to the right? Okay, thank you. Park rangers are so helpful. Just like the park ranger said, here it is. Lucky for us, it's open today. Let's ride over there and check it out. Are bikes authorized vehicles? I hope so. Maybe there will be a place to park the bikes so we can go inside. We made it to the museum, but it looks like a house. Let's get off our bikes and go in. Everything in here looks like it's from my great-grandma's house, right? So interesting how people used to do things. Awesome. Okay, let's go. Back on our bikes we go. Right next door is the Discovery Center. I wonder what we will discover in there. Use your kickstand. Maybe we can eat our snacks here on the table. What did you bring? I brought an apple and water. All done? Okay, let's go inside. Wow, it's all about condors. Cool. I have so many questions. How can you tell it's a condor if you see it flying above? What are those tags on their wings? I'm ready to go look for some condors. Let's go. The Green Gate. That's what the park ranger's sign said to look for. And a sign that points this way to the beach. I think this is the way to go. I see some people on bikes down there. I feel confident this is it. You too? They are walking their bikes over the bridge. Let's wait. It doesn't look so bad. How deep is that water? An inch? So if I fall off, I just get my shoes wet? It doesn't seem too terrible even if I did fall off. Okay, I'll try it. Off our bikes, hands on handlebars. I'm walking. I'm doing it. I did it. Okay, it's your turn. Are you scared? I knew you weren't, I was just asking. I'm here with you at the other end, you can do it. Balance. You got this. We made it. High five. Wait. What's this? River rocks? Let's keep walking the bikes to the other side of these rocks. Whew. I knew it would be challenging. But really? Walking our bikes isn't that challenging. Look, a butterfly. This is a great trail now. Look up ahead. A tunnel made of trees. I wonder if the park rangers came and cleared the branches so perfectly, or did it just grow that way naturally? I don't know either, but I'm glad we can go. Uh-oh. I see something. Do you see it? I see a candy wrapper on the trail. No, there's not supposed to be any litter out here. The park rangers have much to do, so we have to clean up after ourselves. Leave. No. Trace. Heard of it before? We are going straight. See that brown trail sign right there? It says Bluff Trail. We can see it goes that way with the left arrow and a hiker on it, meaning hikers only. I might get lost if there weren't any signs left by the park rangers. Hikers first. Actually, on shared trails it's horses first, then hikers second and bicycles third. So if you're ever wondering who gets to pass by first down the trail, it's the horses. We can be patient. Pass them on the left. Look ahead. More hikers. What are we going to do? Yep, get their attention if they don't hear us, and let them know we are going to pass on the left, if there's room, of course. Let's see. Wait for a place in the trail where there's room. You said it before I did. Zigzag. Let's do this. Super fun. Not too fast, though. We don't know what's around that corner. Could be more hikers. Could be obstacles in the trail. Keep your eyes open on the trail. Look up. Wow. An amazing rock formation towering above our heads. Do you think this trail is too hard? Nah, I don't think so either. I'm glad you're here with me, though. Don't get too far ahead of me. Whoa, I'm impressed. Their grandma came out with the family today. She's walking with her walking stick. Let's definitely be careful passing on the left. She might be hard of hearing like my grandma is. Look what's on the trail there. It's the root of that tree sticking up above the dirt. We better go around it to the left. You think you can fit your tires through there? I can. We are almost to the beach now. Well, I think we might have to stop here. My tires won't go through the sand. I can get off and push, but maybe I'll just leave it here and take a look. What's that? It looks like a bunch of sticks piled up. They look like teepees. Or is it teepees? I wonder who built these. If I see a park ranger, I'm going to ask. There's a ton of sticks out here. Maybe we can build one. Wanna try? Let's gather some sticks. Grandma is walking down the beach with her walking stick. She made it all the way out here to the beach, and she has to walk all the way back too. Good thing this trail wasn't that long. Look down the beach that way. Big Sur has really big mountains, right next to the ocean. Look, more sticks. Think we can finish a whole teepee? Let's throw some rocks. Race you to the water. The end. You get 5 stars for reading the whole book. Great job. Thanks for reading my book. If you enjoyed this book, and you have time, please consider leaving an honest review at your favorite online store. If lots of people leave good reviews, I'll be able to write more stories. Would you like to go on another adventure with me? Yay! See you soon. More content and adventures at OutsideBuddy.club.